Unique Tenant Explores Spiritwood Energy Park. First Community Credit Union raises $4,500 for local cancer centers. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. A unique business is currently scouting the Spiritwood Energy Park for a possible relationship with Dakota Spirit Egg. Jamestown Stutzman Development Corporation Executive Director Connie Ova gave a project update at the Spiritwood Energy Park on Thursday. She says she recently met with a fly and larvae production facility and had a tour visit at the energy park.
That is looking to locate as close as they can get to Dakota Spirit Egg, and did a site visit out at the SEPA project, and they looked at the property that we were did have set aside for the greenhouse and thought that that would be the best location for them. They need 3 to 8 acres. 3 to 10 acres, something like that. And they would use approximately 10% of the feedstock that DSA produces now.
Ova says there are other companies trying to co-locate with other ethanol plants across the U.S.
They're trying to get ahead of some of those other ones and have chosen this location because they like the relationship that they've formed so far with Dakota Spirit Egg, and very possibly I think we'll be making some moves fairly quickly to put up a building, once approved.
The First Community Credit Union recently held fundraisers for their 2022 second quarter charity cancer causes. Employees of FCCU choose a different cause each quarter to support by raising money and awareness. They were able to raise $4,500 for this worthy cause. The Bismarck Cancer Center, All True Cancer Center in Grand Forks, and the Jamestown Regional Medical Center's Cancer Center all received $1,500 to their GAP programs, which will assist patients with transportation, nutritional supplements, housing accommodations, and more. And the head of North Dakota's Economic Development and Finance Division at the State Commerce Department has been named to lead the agency. Governor Doug Burgum announced Thursday he's appointed Josh Teagan as Commerce Commissioner, effective September 6th. That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.